This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight as we continue talking about COVID-19, coronavirus, as, gosh, we've been doing for about a week and a half now, almost nonstop on this program. And a couple of times here and there, and hopefully more than that, now that we're continuing on in this, we'll talk about a lot of good things that are coming out of it in the community. And one of those is really kind of reaching, I think, national attention all in just a short period of time. An effort that started on social media, on Facebook, in a group called Heart Hunters. And we're going to talk about that and how that has worked with the person here in Galesburg responsible for that. Krista Wines did it, and she is on the phone with us right now since, yes, we are keeping our social distance, among other things. Krista, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I get the impression from talking to you off the air that perhaps maybe very simply you were looking for something to do in this time of sort of self-quarantine, and that's really kind of maybe how all this started, right?
That's exactly right. I was scrolling through Facebook like so many of us do, And I saw the picture of the post that I actually shared of a house with a heart in the window. It was a random post. I have no idea who it came from, but I thought, that's actually really cool. I'm looking for ways to engage my children and get outside and get the wiggles out, so to speak, because we're getting cooped up. And so I thought, I'm going to share this. And I'd never made a public post on Facebook, only a post to my friends, but I made a public post. And I decided to share it in the Galesburg Rocks page, which is from the rock painting that's become so big and hiding the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought, well, there's a group of people there that already are into sharing things. So I'm going to put it there. And my hope was that I would get enough families in Galesburg, in our area, to participate so that when my kids and I went out for a walk, or my husband and I take the kids for a drive to get them out of the house for a little bit, that we'd be able to start at least noticing some hearts in the windows of houses. I never, ever imagined that this would take on a life of its own like it has and spread through the country. We've now reached every state, and I last count, I think, 11 different countries around the world.
That is amazing. I'm looking at the post you made, which was, it looks like a screen grab of a heart in a window, and that was just Saturday morning. And since then, if I'm looking at your group right now, there are 25,658 members. If that doesn't show how social media can truly work, I don't know what does.
I agree with you completely. I knew that social media was big, and I knew that things spread fast, but this has really been an eye-opener for me on how quickly it has taken effect and a hold of so many people.
So it started with simply, as you said, kind of a picture of a heart in a window, and then it really kind of spread from there. For folks who haven't seen this yet, although quite frankly, I don't know if there are any, what are people being asked to do?
To cut out some hearts, color some hearts. Many people have stated on Facebook, oh, I'll get mine up tomorrow. I don't have any construction paper. I don't have this. You don't need any supplies. Everybody has something at home. You can cut up magazines, paper bags, gift wrap, coffee filters, paper towels, junk mail, anything, and then tape the heart into windows in your house, and as many or as few hearts as you want. Some people are writing messages and blessings on their hearts and taping them up, and then snap a picture of it, post it in our Heart Hunters page on Facebook, and then let people start driving around and walking and looking for your hearts in the windows. Only thing I would encourage is you can post streets, you can post the town you're in, but please don't post your full address.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a good safety measure for sure. Although we can tell you that 154 East Simmons Street here in downtown Galesburg, I don't mind saying that, has a whole bunch of hearts on our front windows here at the radio station. So that's among the places that are showing it off.
Yeah, let me tell you, there have been so many businesses that have jumped on, and it just warms my heart. One of my good friends, her name is Stacy Bermude Ward.
Yeah.
She is the general manager of Walgreens on Henderson and Fremont. And she actually posted a heart on their digital board that says Community Strong, specifically for our Facebook group.
That's wonderful.
She's been in contact with Walgreens.
The corporate people?
Walgreens. Correct. To try to get Walgreens to do this across the country.
That's amazing. I hope that I hope that works out. So that and the expansion of the group in such a very quick period of time and seeing some of the messages and things like that, how does that make you feel about all this? I imagine it must be almost overwhelming, but maybe in a good way.
It is very overwhelming, and it's also very joyful. There's been many moments where my husband and I have been looking and my children, and I've got teary-eyed because I just can't believe there are so many other people that are participating. It's really showing humanity, compassion, kindness, caring, that there are more people that are all for the good of all of us as opposed to the bad. And it's been nice to have a way to kind of put everything aside, all the bad, the COVID-19 and the coronavirus and the media, you have your television on, or I don't know about the radio station so much because there's so many programs that you guys offer. But yeah, when you have the news on, it's kind of in your face all the time.
You know,
and it's very easy to become overwhelmed and start to kind of get lost in it and absorbed in it. And then I'm afraid depression and anxiety and other things are going to start happening from that, and I just didn't want to see that happen in our house.
I totally agree, and from my perspective, you know, being in the media, we do have to report everything, but, you know, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. But I really like trying to highlight things like this, too, because for no other reason, it shows, at the end of the day, just how good people truly are.
I agree completely, and I've had so many positive Facebook comments and private messages from people all the way around the world. Even a man from Saudi Arabia messaged me thanking me for doing something kind and sharing the love and knowing that we were all kind of united.
That's wonderful. How you mentioned that a couple of times now. You've reached a couple of different countries as well as every state in the union here. How far has this reached so far that you can tell?
Well, let's see. We've had some countries from Africa,
mm-hmm,
and the UK, Germany, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, Finland, New Zealand, Australia. I know I'm forgetting a few.
Sure.
Ecuador was another one. I know I'm still forgetting a few others, but
that's all right.
It's just crazy.
And let's talk a little bit. You mentioned that some of the hearts that you've seen posted have had messages on them. Give me an idea, if you know, of what people are writing on their hearts.
Faith, hope, stay strong, keep your social distance, wash your hands frequently. One of them that I thought was quite comical that said, "We have toilet paper."
Well, you know, I don't know that you want to really spread that around too much these days, but, you know.
I know. But to have humor in this type of situation makes me happy. So
absolutely. And it really just started with an effort here in Galesburg and just kind of, I don't want to say spread like wildfire, but it really kind of spread like wildfire. That's amazing.
Yeah, it has. And it's been such a phenomenal thing to see happen.
In addition to those messages of positivity and compassion and things like that, are you finding that, as you were telling me off the air, you're kind of in the position that many are of having to homeschool your kids right now. Are there other lessons that your kids and other people's kids can learn from this?
Well, I think so. I think that they can learn also how to have faith, how to spread kindness, how to be creative. And on a side note, I mean, besides all of this, they've also been learning how to cook and clean.
There you go. And how to safely use scissors.
That is correct.
I can't be trusted with sharp objects sometimes, but hey, you know. But I could also try to cut a heart and it would look nothing like a heart at the end of the day. But hey, you know, that's my lack of artistic ability. But anyway.
Well, I have taught them to fold the sheet of paper in half and just cut out part of it and then open it up. So that works well.
It gets me a lot closer to making a really bad looking heart a lot quickly. But again, you know, that's why I talk for a living and I don't do other forms of artwork. But anyway, for folks who have not seen it yet, talk to me about where they can find this. And this group is pretty much open to anyone right now, right?
It is. It's a public group. All you have to do is search Heart Hunters on Facebook. You can ask to join the group. Anybody can approve you, or if you've got somebody that has sent you an invite, I'm babbling now.
No, you're
if
fine.
If somebody has sent you an invite, then you are approved immediately. I set the controls on that so that everybody can just be approved if they have an invite that comes in from somebody else.
And basically, again, what you want people to do, if they can, make some hearts, post them on their windows of their house, and take a picture and share it with the rest of the group, right?
That is correct. So that people basically all around the world now can see your hearts, whether it's from the street, the sidewalk, or just looking through your window from a picture.
That's wonderful. All right. Anything else we should know or anything else you've been thinking about the last few days as this group has taken off?
Yes, the one thing that I want to make sure I tell you is that I do not believe nor want credit for being the one that has done all of this. I got it started, but had I not had people start sharing and inviting their friends, it would never have become what it is. So all I did was start the group. Everybody else has made it happen, and I am so thankful for that and for all of those people that have taken the time and the effort and participated and shared.
Well, I know you don't want a lot of the credit, but I think you're due at least some of it because you're helping out our community and by and large our world immensely just by a little thing like sharing a heart. Krista Wines, who started the Heart Hunters group on Facebook and now has, well, I'm going to click refresh here. Well, now we're up to 29,752 members been talking. And by the time we air this conversation tonight, I imagine you're going to be at 30,000 or more.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Thank you so much for joining me. And congratulations and thank you for all the work you're doing. And hang in there.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate your time.
Again, find Heart Hunters on Facebook. We'll link to this on WGIL.com as we post this interview, and we'll share the Facebook page on our Facebook page as well. It's a very good thing that's happening in our community. Stay tuned. We'll come back with Kim Commando and more next on Galesburg's Evening News.